So go ahead and find the meditation posture one more time. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. The neck is straight. The chin is tucked. The shoulders are back and down. The chest is up and out. And now we're just going to take a few deep breaths. Go ahead and inhale super, super deep. Retain the breath. And now exhale. Now one more time, super deep breath in. Retain the breath. And now exhale. Just for good measure, one more deep, deep breath. Retain the breath. And now exhale. Okay, so we're going to start with actually giving love to an easy to love object. Then we are going to switch. All right. So now, bring up an easy to love object. This will either be a child, the age of 5 or less, or a pet generally, but it can really be kind of any very easy to love object, kind of someone or something you have an uncomplicated loving relationship with. Okay. And now you have the beloved before you. And now go ahead and smile. And now feel that smile reverberate in the whole body. And now the beloved knows you and sees your total delight at seeing them. And now the beloved just can't help but smile. And now notice, like examine your own posture towards the beloved. See how you unconditionally love the beloved. See how you're totally receptive in every way. Notice this quality of trustworthy, sweet interest and delight that you have towards the beloved. And now feel what that feels like. What does that do to the body and the mind? And now keep holding the smile and feeling the smile in the body. And now see how the beloved can read all of this in your face and on your body posture. The beloved knows that they're safe, that they're loved, that all is well. And now you can really see the beloved settle. Any anxiety that the beloved had dissipates. And there you are, both of you in this very secure attachment relationship. And now also see how this is a shared experience. You both see this. You both know exactly what's happening. There's this experience of mutual love. Now feel into that. Really feel into that. And now notice how both of you are having a similar experience. You have this shared experience of love, of entrainment, of synchronization, of physical and mental states. Feel into that. Now imagine that the beloved gets really, really upset for some reason. Maybe the beloved reflects on some sort of suffering. And then the beloved kind of tantrums, you know, throws a fit. And then now your mind is very, very broad and open. And totally receptive. And now bring up in your mind this thought and this attitude. How can I help? I see you're upset. How can I help? And also notice how there's a part of the beloved that maybe expects rejection. Rejection and maybe censure or critique for pitching a fit, for being so upset. But now notice how that inclination to reject or to be critical does not arise in you. Notice that. Notice how the mind is totally open and you're totally receptive. And now the beloved sees that. And that helps the beloved calm down. And so now you lean in, you tilt the head, you say, oh, what's happening? I see that you're upset. How can I help? How can I help? And so now, and it doesn't matter if it's an animal or a child or a pre-verbal child, but just go ahead and imagine that the beloved lets you know what's wrong. This is all imagination anyway. Now track really tightly what they're saying. Oh, I see. Oh, okay, this upsetting thing happened. I see that. Oh, of course. And now see how the beloved knows that they're understood. Notice the effect that that has on the body and the mind of the beloved. Notice how they settle. That's right. And of course, you physically soothe the beloved in a way that perfectly meets the beloved's needs. Go ahead and do that now. So sweet, so attentive, so calibrated. Really taking this in. Good. And now notice, as a result of all this soothing, the beloved is starting to feel better. And now the beloved comes into emotional regulation. And now you can't help but smile. This is such a delight. This is so wonderful. Notice what that's like. And now see how this is a shared experience. Both of you are just thrilled that the beloved is doing better. And this shared experience reinforces the sense of belonging, sense of family. Feel into that. And especially notice the impact that this is having on the beloved. Okay, good. Now, what we're going to do is, now you, as a child, you take the place of the beloved. And now, you're going to have a perfect nurturer or perfect nurturers, can be one or multiples, take the place that you had occupied, the place of the parent. And these perfect nurturers should not be based on anybody you know, not based on your actual parents, but based on somebody that's kind of idealizable, like, you know, the Virgin Mary or Kuan Yin or somebody along those lines, or maybe even like a movie star, but not anybody that you know. Okay, so there you are with your perfect nurturers. And now the first thing that you notice is this sweet, trustworthy interest in you. They're just so happy to be with you in a really simple and sweet way. And now notice how you feel safe. You feel safe and secure. Notice that. And now this makes sense. We keep safe and we protect the things that we love. Now go ahead and really feel into that. What is it like to feel totally safe, totally secure with the perfect nurturers? Notice the impact that that has on the body and the mind. Notice how this helps you settle. That's right. Really taking that in. And now also notice how the perfect nurturers are really, really happy to be there. Being with you, supporting you this way is a total delight. Now see that clearly. Oh, they're just so happy to be there. You are such a delight. Really feeling into that. What is it like to be delighted in? What is it like to be totally safe and secure? Feel into that now. And also notice how there's this shared experience, there's this synchronization of bodily and mental states between you and the perfect nurturers. And then that reinforces a sense of belonging and connection. Feel into that now. Okay, right. And now bring up some sort of upset, something that really bothers you. And then in the scene, get really upset about it. Go ahead and find that now. Then kind of throw a fit, kind of pitch a tantrum. And then now if there's a part of you that might expect rejection for the way that you're presenting, bring that up now. Bring up that expectation. Oh, I can't present this way. Oh, I'll be rejected. Bring that up. But now notice how the perfect nurturers would never reject you. Notice how they're calm, they're at ease, but they're totally attentive. They just want to know what's wrong so that they can help. Go ahead and notice that. When you're upset, they lean in, tilt the head, say, oh, what's wrong? Also, they know that you're going to work through this just fine, and they're not in any rush. Now go ahead and take that in. Really feeling into that. They might say, oh, it's totally fine to be upset. This is totally normal. Of course you're upset. Anybody would be upset about this. And then they lean in, tilt the head. And you feel totally seen and known. Now really feel into that. Totally seen and known. Totally attuned with. And they move to comfort you. So they physically soothe you in a way that is just right for you in this moment. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. Really taking this in. And now, what is it that's on your mind that feels unfinished? Go ahead and give voice to that and have the perfect nurturers hear you out. Go ahead and do that now. You can even speak it out loud. That's right. And really see how they get it. They nod the head sweetly, kind of lean in, it's like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, we understand. Oh, I get it. That makes sense. Of course you see it that way. That anybody would. Anybody else would see it just the same way. Now really take in what it feels like to be seen and known, to be supported, to be soothed in just the right way. Take that in now. And they also know you're going to move through this just fine. Okay, now imagine that you start coming out of the upset and you start coming back into emotional regulation. And now they see that. Oh, and they smile. What a delight. And now this coming back into emotional regulation, coming out of this suffering, this is another shared experience. And now this reinforces a sense of belonging. Now really take that in.